Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond the shores, all over this wonderful creation we call Eden. This creation is under the most determined assault ever in history. This is the change, the complete transformation of our understanding of our dimensional plane into something else. If we were wise, it would send shivers through our spines, or at least bring us to our knees to realize the prophets have explained this in the Bible since its inception. And this is the time of the Lord. I would say now with confidence that Christ has returned, but it's not what we think. And it's not anything we could ever have been taught, because no one before could have known the technology we live with today. At best, it would be a science fiction affair. But it is reality. Two trains are traveling down the track at very high speed to a point of intersection. And in the twinkling of an eye, that transformation will occur. When you read the Bible, you have to look at a lot of the words surrounding the resurrection in light of the technological advances we have at our fingertips today. It is essential, because the ancients tried to describe it to the best of their ability, and maybe they were very accurate at it. And then others came along that had to do other translations or other interpretations, being completely devoid of the understanding of what is to come, and perhaps even what existed before. It is a very, very, very eye-opening experience, let me tell you. Anyway, you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. There's no greater victory than Calvary, and there's no greater Calvary than the Power Hour Calvary. We're forming posse, and we're going to go back to the time of the scribes, to the wars that were before, and try to find some understanding of what happened and what we can do about it today. Because when we unlock those words and we see the power of these words, it has to really make us shiver. For we have been given so little, really, to deal with things. And that is the shame of it all. But I trust whatever divinations come to me and open some of these doors and tell me where to look. Because, in my opinion, they are divine. I have many ideations and feelings about things, but I needed a better form of proof that I could take my case to the court of reality, humanity, and plead it. And of course, the best source is going to have to be Scripture. And it's just luck that I started to delve into the Orthodox Jewish version of Scripture. And many, many words are there that are stumbling blocks because they're left untranslated. And you have to actually get to work and do it. So you're not being told what somebody else told you they mean. You have to study them, analyze them, interpret them, feel them, breathe them, and assess yourself what was said. And all through history, anyone who even came close to revealing what those words said suffered interminably. You weren't allowed to have those words, nor were you allowed to translate them. And when the time came that you could, you had to have a license from the church to do it, and you couldn't step outside of the bounds. That shouldn't be a revelation. Imagine you're a doctor today, and you went to school, and you learned all sorts of things about various drugs, diseases, what really supports your body, what vitamins are required. And along came a disease, and you're told to remain silent, to not speak, or your license will be revoked. It would be the same then as well, that you studied, you learned, you understood about the times to come, and you wanted to translate those words to give them to future generations so that they could protect themselves, shield themselves from the future. But you couldn't. And they did more than take your license in those days. They put you to death. And that was the penalty that you had to be prepared to accept if you were going to walk down that path. And many did. I learned so much from these words. To say when you're with the Lord, when you're reading Scripture, I've known that. But to look at the words in His language and look at the very deep, deep imparted knowledge that are in these words has to shake you to your foundations. It should shake the world to its foundations. But we are trapped in various licensed versions. I had the great honor to be on Caravan to Midnight with John B. Wells to start to break the ground to some of these things, because I listen to Dr. Charles Stanley, and he'll talk about various parts in Scripture, and lately a lot of it has been on the resurrection, the transformation. And I want to see the original. What do those words have to say? And it just absolutely shocked me. Not that I was unaware of the possibility, but I see the very clear, determined roadway and pathway to a future that is wholly not understood by people, even though they are in the midst of the journey to go to this new heaven, this new earth. They've got their tickets. They're boarding that train, and they have no idea where it's going because they've been seduced by fear to accept that ride. When you read this language, and it's not that I haven't understood things in language, that the more affluent you are in a language, the broader, the deeper understanding of the words, you can have implied innuendos, things that only a master of the language can understand. And as I was doing my research, I found out that that is Hoyle. It's called Pardes, the garden. And there are four levels to the garden. And generally, most texts that are translated to us or for us are at the first introductory level, the Peshat, the plain level. So we've lost the deep understanding of the meaning of what is being said to us and take it at a more guttural level. And that puts us completely out of touch with what has been intended. I talked about that when I was working on John 3, and we talk about being reborn, the rebirth. But when you looked at the language, the deep-seated language, emo, the womb, had a very different meaning. Because to a scholar someone who spoke classic language. The rebirth was the rebirth of a city in Israel. You could even go farther to say a civilization. And one of the synonyms to it translate to us as metropolis. We're building a new metropolis. And if there was any film that ever explained this process to us, it was the 1927 Fritz Lang classic, Metropolis. Look up some of the images there and you see this transformation to the new bodies, the new heaven, the new earth. The worker slaves in lockdown toiling away in the old flesh. And the movement to a new flesh. When we understand these processes, everything becomes clear. The veil is lifted. The next level, the second level, is the remez, the hint, the deeper implied meaning. I do that a lot when I speak in my language, and it misses a lot of people. Then there's the third level, the derash, to actually inquire and to seek with those words that you were given and find out what they mean. And I did that with the crucifixion and the spear, and I was shocked at what I found, because it wasn't exactly as it was laid out to us in the plain language, and it is happening to us right now as I speak. Many have been speared. There was a very, very powerful word in Romans 8 in the original language, kavod, the kavod. That's going to change us all. And I think we hear that word a little too much in an anglicized version. And then the fourth level of understanding is the sod, the secret or mystery meaning. And that's something that requires great understanding and initiative to allow your mind to flow with the words and see where they take you and make stronger connections. And when we do that, we find we are in the midst of this transformation. And I find it just shocking that so few see it. I had a picture sent to me this morning, very timely, because this is exactly where I want to go. It's a microscopic view of your blood before and after your injection. And it shows the changes that are happening. You are being completely changed inside. Your cells, within days, show the foreign nanoparticles in your body, which is something I've been speaking on long before this became popular. When I read other parts of the Bible to learn that there was another species existing in our dimensional plane with us, the Adam HaChadash. We can't deny it. It's in Scripture. It's in Colossians 3 in the Hebrew. It's the first time I'd ever seen that, because it was never, ever translated for us. I find the truth is not in what is revealed. The truth is what is concealed. And those words have been concealed from us in the past by scribes, monarchs, potentates, whatever came along. Because to control the word means to control the world. And they were going to control the world and put a cloud up so that we couldn't see through the mist to see what exactly is coming, because we could have been well prepared for many hundreds of years if that could have been possible. And I would say it can't be possible because they didn't have the knowledge. One funny thing that refreshed my memory was a comment from a listener on Caravan. And just like with Schopenhauer, there are stages to the truth. The first is it's ridiculed, then it's violently opposed, and then it's accepted as self-evident. Those are stages, just like walking up steps. So this person had some difficulty understanding that because the only truth she had was the King James Version of the Bible, which was a very simplistic translation controlled by King James. And I just take it as a given that Americans, after having fought a revolutionary war and understanding the madness of King George, would submit their salvation to another English monarch with absolutely no question. When I started to look into King James, he was just like most monarchs, totalitarians, and he had a penchant for his sin. He was a pederast. And he had a favorite boy toy, for lack of a better word, Buckingham. And their love letters are posted all over the place, and you can read them. They're very sordid and intense. And this is the man you're entrusting his translation to lead you to salvation with, and that you would scorn and recoil at the original words in God's language as they were written, where for me it was just like 2 days of solace to be wrapped in these words, to find one, learn what it means, take it to other sources, and go up those steps to the soul to see what the secret mystical meaning is and understand it. And know, when I have climbed that peak, that I am one with God. And all the king's horses and all the king's men aren't standing in my way anymore. I can do that. Our traditions, our former indoctrination stand in our way, because we are told it has to be this way. The science is settled. The religion is settled. When everything is settled, I find that very unsettling, because then I know that there is a wall to prevent me to see over the other side, whether I know what's there or not. George Washington said, if freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we will be led like sheep to the slaughter. Our freedom of speech has been under voracious attack of late. There's no other explanation except his second ideation here. We will be led like sheep to the slaughter. And indeed, we are being led. Because this is the end, not just of the age, but of your flesh. For the Bible would speak of sinful flesh. That this power, this force, is upon you to end flesh as you know it. And I've had the courage and the gumption to say that for some time now in a blog I've written and spoken on, the resurrection body. That we have completely missed the boat on what was translated for us. Because our version of Scripture says we're slaying our sex drive, our members. And nothing could be further from the truth. Because when you look at the broader, deeper meanings of Adam, it can mean your member. Can also mean mankind. And when you find in the same verse, there's another mankind, Adam Hatchadash, the mystical, magical Adam. Well, it's completely illogical that he would be a mystical, magical member. He's a mystical, magical Adam, another type of life that has been hidden from us, even though it's there to find if you wish to look. And that Adam has been charged to slay the original Adam, Adam Hakadoni, us, the God-created man, the flesh. It has to be destroyed. And this is the means to the end. The COVID, the inoculation, the changing of your very blood, your cells, your DNA, into what? Can be summed up with one word, one very clear, easy word. An image of what you were. And what is Adam Hachadash but an image, a bioelectric creation, an android, a robot, an image of what God created. An image with great power that comes from another tree of life. And that's been totally misrepresented too, what these trees of life are. We have carbon-based life, God-created life, and we have another form of life from this tree of knowledge, the artificial image life, the robot based on silicon. Because that's what's making up these nanobots that are invading your body from the inside. It's something I find very difficult to understand because we have had the microscope for a long time. We have had the electron microscope for a long time. These things are not invisible. You can find pictures of all these little creatures everywhere. See them and understand them. You can find them in these blue hospital masks from China by putting warm water on them. You see them crawl out of the fiber with your own eyes. You see them. And yet, we cannot name the enemy and point our finger at it and say it is here to conquer us from the inside. I'm George Freund. This is Power Our Nation. We'll be back with you on the other side of the break.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have Quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off Quercetin, this month only at thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us today should have been a guest, but we got our wires crossed, and he's on next week to talk about cryptocurrency, Stephen Leeb. And we look forward to that. It has been postponed many, many times, far too long. And as you heard in the last commercial about this quercetin, it's all I can do is rave about it because I've had seasonal allergy since I was a teenager, but I didn't have that. And if I did, I probably never would have noticed that I had seasonal allergies. When you take one of these antihistamine pills, a lot of them can make you drowsy. They can raise your blood pressure. They're not exactly the best thing in the world, but you don't have to have a drool bucket in front of you or anything like that. So it's, unpleasant experience that you need these things. And to be free of that is just absolutely amazing. Because when those pills run out, like they'll do it for so long because you're getting a chemical fix, not a natural fix. And, okay, some of them at best might last you a day, and then they wear off, and you're right back to square one. It's not like that with this. And it's just not. Even under the influence of some of these antihistamines or decongestants, you can still get a good dose of whatever makes you sneeze, and it overwhelms you for a short period of time. Not with this. It's just absolutely amazing. And it does a whole lot of other things, too, that just make it heaven sent. So it's something I'd highly recommend. And if you're a doomsday prepper in any way, shape, or form, and you do have seasonal allergies, well, when everything's closed and you can't get it, you want to make sure you have a good supply of this while it's on sale, because it would just make your life a whole lot more comfortable. And the last thing you'd ever want to do in serious or dangerous times is walk into a field of something that makes you sneeze and give away your position to the enemies of civilization. Could get you killed. So this is truly amazing. Thomas Jefferson had many great sayings too. And one of them that I've always appreciated was, question with boldness even the existence of a God, because if there be one, he must more approve of the homage of reason than of blindfolded fear. And that's very, very true, because we have to have reason to think, because we have to depend on what other people told us to form our values. And when I looked up another portion of Scripture regarding the crucifixion, you've probably heard it before, the spear, Romach, and the blood and the water. In Hebrews 9, as we go to level 3 of our interpretation, by seeking and searching, we find the word blood, dom, used with another word, serene. How close that is to our word of today, serum, because it's the blood of the he-goat. And we could look at the goat as being symbolic with Satan, as the blood of Satan. And the algalim with mayim, the pathway of the water. It almost makes it sound like you're getting an injection with some terrible, terrible fluid being put into the pathways of your body that promise the same thing that we thought Scripture gave us to eternal life. The end of flesh and the beginning of the Spirit. For what is the Spirit? When I looked at these words, the original words, it may not be exactly what we thought it was, because there are many different interpretations, spellings that are very similar, but completely different. We had a Ruach HaKodesh, which is the Holy Spirit, and a Ruach HaKodesh, which is the secret spirit. And I would maintain that one of these spirits would most likely end up to be the central entity computer they have built. The one to control all the droids, all the robots, the very existence of this new heaven and this new earth that we're being force-marched into by deception. And I can't see it being a good thing, because they wouldn't have to deceive us. If they could come and say, the Lord is here, we can journey and follow him, it would be a good thing. We can line up and march. But if they have to trick us into taking the blood of the he-goat, then it can't be a good thing. And if we understood some of those concepts all our life, we would see this as a monstrosity being thrust upon us. The other great leader we have to depend on, another despot, because all the emperors of Rome were despots, some of the most disgusting human beings that could ever have lived in recorded history. They just seem to line up to take these roles, because they're probably not committed to our life form. I would say they're probably more committed to the other one. And that's why they want to end the flesh. The Council of Nicaea was one of these great synods, and everything was determined of what is to be true. And I look at all these commissions as the commissions we have today, that a version of reality is created and put upon us. And when we put this upon us, do we put upon us the truth or a reasonable substitute? Because it's done under duress. You are in a police state. No one could disagree with Caesar, because Caesar was God king, like many other God kings in the past. And you had to accept what he told you. And And even people that were just slightly in disagreement about where we should be going with the faith were exiled to Libya and written out of the record. And any materials that they had written were burned and destroyed. There's absolutely no reason to burn and destroy any information. Because if you do, you're destroying the historical record. Because in any era or time, we may look at something one way, and then in another era or time, look at it completely different. But if we don't have the source documents at our fingertips, we can't verify anything anymore. So someone is taking us at sword point in a direction that they want to take us, and that's not the direction of freedom. And that's just a major sign of a fact that we have been had. So we created a faith there. We manifested into a change that wasn't supposed to exist. And that was the big conflict back in that era and before about what is God. Is God God of the Old Testament, which we are not supposed to change or add anything to? These heresies were fought by pitched battles in the street. Ultimately, now we have matured to a point where we have freedom of choice. And we can look at, analyze, and decide for ourselves certain things. And that is important, too. But I know that our great commissions of the learned under the authority of the state, without the sword point directly at your throat, but indirectly, we have come to different conclusions in many forums on what happened on 9/11. We have come to many conclusions that are at odds with what happened in 1963 when President Kennedy was shot. We had many, many people grasping for truth after Pearl Harbor. And we had a commission to tell us that all the realities that we have seen, all the inconsistencies that we have found, matter for naught, because there is a narrative. In the more recent past, there was probably no greater quicksand than what happened at Sandy Hook. Some people thought there were errors in the story. But it cannot be, because some power beyond us will rule our lives. What happened at the last election? Giant bags are filmed being introduced into the results, clearly for the eyes to see. But what you see cannot be real, according to this narrative. Because they call that psychological warfare. It's gaslighting. Because the person who, or entity who, is taking over is pushing you to think that there's something wrong with you for not accepting the changes you have. And we're gaslighted all the time now. You have no gender, even though you've known that since you were a very small child, but it doesn't exist anymore. So there's something wrong with you because you don't see the other hundreds of genders, and that you will be put into some sort of thought control regimen for using a gender pronoun or having a long-standing firm belief in something. That's all part of what Dr. Joost Merlou summed up as the rape of the mind. Okay. I was just in a flow, so I wanted to flow for a little bit, and then I'll take a break for that. Okay. Well, let's get it done now since I'm on a break. Have you got Ken there, Todd?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, indeed. Welcome aboard.
Well, thank you. I know a lot of people are going to be needing some health care very soon, and I'd like to tell them how they can get healed. And it's it only comes from God. He's the great healer. And it's really simple. If you look up in the dictionary the word rapture, I'd like to read the definition to you.
Sure.
And it reads, prayer, a state or experience of being carried away by overwhelming emotion, a mystical experience in which one is exalted to the knowledge of divine things. Only God is divine. Well, the word rapture doesn't appear in the Bible, but the definition I just read does. And it's in the book of John, chapter 16, verses 19 to 23. And how this works is when you try to keep God's law, the Ten Commandments, and the teachings of Christ as though your life depends on it, you will fail, guaranteed. And each time you fail will be like a labor pain, or chastisement, if you prefer that word. But it's the Christ described it as a labor pain in verse 21 of that. This occurs seven times. And at the end of on the 153rd day, your pineal will be opened, and you will see him, and you can ask him to heal you. I know this because I experienced it. I went through it. I knew that God had to be just. Otherwise, I had no duty to obey him. I also knew that if he made it possible for one man to know him, he had to make it possible for me.
Oh, indeed, indeed, Ken. I've had many, many trails to walk down to for health. And that's one thing I can tell you when that time comes. You are not alone. The Lord is with you, and it's a journey.
The false religions have so blinded to people. God says in Isaiah 45:22, look unto me, all the ends of the earth, and be ye saved. He cannot give one standard for one group of people and another for another. It has to be the same standard. And the people claim to know him, but yet they can't describe him. And the false people, they say, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? He says, depart from me, I never knew you.
One of my favorites.
Their pineal has never been opened. They have never seen him. Now, there are drug addicts who have seen him, but they don't have the garment of praise. That's why they are cast out of the wedding.
Well, the survivor of several heart attacks, you know, it's like there's no atheist in a foxhole. When you feel that pain and you know what's coming and you know there's no mortal man anywhere near you. I had one on a street, a fire truck just passed me, and I couldn't raise my arm to even wave at them to come and help me. And it's just me and God. And as that pain traverses across your chest, and I knew if it went all the way across, that would be the end of my life. And there was only one thing to call for, and I couldn't call 911 because I don't even know if I had the strength in my hand to hold the phone and use my fingers. But I could use my mind, and I could call out to God. And he answered my call, and the pain stopped and started to subside. And that ended
right.
that period of time. And I know that power, when you feel that, it's difficult to describe it to other people who have not felt something like that, but you just know in your heart who came to you and what they did for you. And there's no human explanation, and humans could probably not do anything to stop the circumstances. It had to come from God himself. And I've had that experience in a car accident, too, where I was crashing into a transport truck at 50 miles an hour, and God stopped time. And I just floated in the air. There was no time. And he told me how to turn the wheel. It's almost surrealistic, like the Twilight Zone. I'm going, well, I only got about 2 seconds to live, so I might as well listen to what I'm told to do. And I did what I was told. And then time started again. And a miracle happened. I didn't crash into the transport truck. I crashed into the landing leg because I changed the directional path of my vehicle. It caught me like a baseball. I got banged up a bit, but I felt nothing. Absolutely nothing. I'm just in awe in the smoke from the airbag, just going like, wow, what a ride. The Lord was there and saved my life. And you can never forget that. Even people around that might have been non-believers or something, even they had to shake their heads and say, some kind of miracle just happened. And you just appreciate that spirit is inside you and with you. And this is the big thing for the COVID disaster. You are not alone. The Lord is with you. There's no dungeon they can make that the Lord can't be with you. You are never alone for that. You just have to call out and you have to receive and take in his power, his energy. It's there for you. We're bathed in it all the time. It's just we're so busy listening to all kinds of jabberwocky about human affairs and human things that we lose touch with that. And in any kind of healing, it is absolutely essential to harness that power. And I did that once with a friend when I was in hospital for something unrelated, and I met a woman with a sick child who lost another child already, and this one was on the way. The child couldn't even move, had some sort of upper respiratory infection, and might have been days left before the child passed. And I asked a woman, do you pray? Can we pray over your child? Can we anoint her with oil? And as I hobbled back to my room to get the oil I was using on the adult men in the hospital, hyssop oil, and I healed all of them. Some of them were near death. God told me, no, 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 no. You need myrrh oil because this is a child. And I came back with the myrrh. And I anointed the child with my friend. We laid hands on her. We prayed over her. Within minutes, her head came up from the hospital cart she was on and crawled out and jumped on the couch where her mother was sitting and then started to be like any young child should be, rambunctious. And we all cried with joy that here was a child on death's door, brought back through the power of prayer and God's holy oils. And the next day, the child ran through the wards pulling her IV cart with her grandmother chasing her. And then I knew in my heart, that's why I was in the hospital, to save this child. And whatever pains I went through and however uncomfortable it was, I don't even remember the pains anymore or what they did to me or anything. So all I know is we did something noble. And it was something to be proud of and be happy for. A life was spared. And a mother didn't lose another child. And that would be worth almost anything to anyone who has a heart and a soul.
Well, George, for those people who aren't close to you that can receive of your wonderful touch, I just told them how they can have God heal them. So hopefully it will help some. And pride, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So if you have pride, you don't have grace. That's an axiom, sir. And you just testified of your own goodness. Will be you, sir. Will be you.
Oh, bless you, Ken. And bless you all out there, because this is a war against God's creation, ultimately. We are his create. And we have to stand together, united, on a united front. Those of us that remain, that aren't seduced into what they're trying to do to us. So that we can have life and have life abundantly the way it was intended to have and be joyful for it. And we can see by the levels of deception they're using, the pressure tactics, just the bald-faced lying, that we know that not only that we are on the side of God, but on the side of righteousness. Rapture, as I look it up quickly, from the Middle French and medieval Latin, raptura, a seizure or kidnapping, from the Latin raptus, to carry off. We shall be caught up or taken away in the Greek. that doesn't sound like it's a more positive experience. God's arms are open for us to walk into them freely and openly. We don't have to be seized and taken away, because how can we willingly not profess His will? That's the big lesson that we're all going to face here. And many of the people who stood up to all this evil, or tried to, in whatever lifestyles they lived, which may not have all been stellar, that's not the point. The point is they were stumbling in the right direction. And whether they be politicians like the Kennedy brothers, Dr. Martin Luther King, John Lennon, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley, Princess Diana, some of the most famous people of my lifetime, paid a price when there was a line in the sand and they had to stand on one side or the other, in spite of whatever failings they may have. So I respect them for making the right choice and doing the right thing, because today so many are not, and that's why we're in the trouble we're in. And the answer to those troubles can be found here on Power Hour.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.